News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States and China have yet to sign their Phase 1 trade agreement, which was originally set for more than an hour ago at the White House. But President Donald Trump turned the session into one that might be seen as a campaign-style litany of self-congratulations. The pact is aimed at helping resolve issues at the heart of a long-running standoff between the world's two largest economic powers. Among the issues still to be settled, tariffs and the U.S. call for Chinese concessions on the way their economy is structured. So far, there has been no public printed copy of the new agreement made available. It will make history. For only the third time, a U.S. president will go on trial in the Senate. The Democratic House of Representatives is sending its two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Republican-led Senate later today. Seven House impeachment managers have been named. They'll conduct the prosecution in the trial. We get a report from AP correspondent Rita Foley.
We had a strong case for impeachment of the president and removal for the president.
The lawmakers Speaker Pelosi named include the two Democratic congressmen who led the impeachment investigation, Adam Schiff of California and Jerry Nadler of New York. Both are lawyers. This is Nadler.
There is an overwhelming case, beyond any reasonable doubt, that the president betrayed the country.
Adam Schiff says it's important to stop President Trump now.
The president was trying to get foreign help in cheating in the next election.
The president says he's done nothing wrong, and the Democrats are trying to remove him from office because they can't beat him in November. Rita Foley, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app for your listening convenience. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel's army intelligence says Iran will have enough enriched uranium to produce a nuclear bomb by the end of the year. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The assessment comes after recent tensions between the U.S. and Iran brought them to the brink of war. The United States pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal in 2018, and Israeli intelligence officials speculated that Iran would resume its efforts to acquire a nuclear bomb. Israeli Army intelligence officials based their calculation on their assessment that it takes 40 kilograms of 90% enriched uranium for one nuclear bomb. Iran announced several months ago that it no longer considered itself bound by the nuclear deal and would step up enrichment efforts. At the same time, the Israeli assessment found that Iran does not possess missiles that can carry a nuclear bomb, and that as far as they know, Iran is not working on one.
That was Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Court papers have revealed that the estranged father of Meghan Markle, Duchess of Sussex, could be called as a defense witness in her lawsuit against the Mail on Sunday newspaper. AP correspondent Zaria Shacklier reports.
Meghan is suing the newspaper and its parent company, Associated Newspapers, for publishing a letter she wrote to her father, Thomas Markle. The civil lawsuit accuses the newspaper of copyright infringement, misuse of private information, and violating the UK's data protection law with the publication of the letter. Documents filed at the High Court show the newspaper plans to rely on evidence from Markle, stating that he had a weighty right to tell his version of what happened between himself and his daughter, including the contents of the letter. London.
The United Nations Human Rights Office says it is alarmed at the number of human rights defenders in Colombia who are being killed. It is calling for the Colombian government to investigate. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Human rights monitors have confirmed 107 activists were killed in 2019, but they say they are in the process of verifying 13 additional cases, which, if confirmed, would bring the death toll of human rights defenders in Colombia last year to 120. They say the danger is continuing, noting that at least 10 activists reportedly have been killed during the first 13 days of this year. Human rights spokeswoman Marta Hurtado says the majority of killings happen in impoverished rural areas where criminal groups or armed groups operate. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The British ambassador to Iran has traveled to the UK after being detained by Iranian authorities last week. Rob McCare was held for 3 hours on January 11th after attending a candlelight vigil for the victims of Iran's accidental shootdown of a Ukrainian passenger jet with a loss of 176 lives. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.